Hello, this is Jeremy speaking.
Well, hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with Archtop Fiber. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
So, we just got new service. I don't know if you can look it up with the phone number. It's actually my wife's phone. I believe it's in her name, Marissa. Or do you want an address?
Well, what issue are you encountering?
So, we just had it hooked up yesterday, and they had some difficulties. I understand it was a Saturday, and they ended up leaving pretty quickly. And we switched from Spectrum, and it's not working now. It was working very, very slowly when they left, but now it keeps dropping the service, you know, constantly, and it is slower than molasses. We're getting less than 10 megabytes of upload and maybe 100 on the download, but then it's hit or miss. We have a mesh network. It's a gigabyte mesh network. I eliminated that and connected directly to my laptop for a speed test, and it's no better. The only thing I haven't done is they ran a Cat 6 wire between that's 10 feet long between the new box they installed and up to the wireless router, unless it's something with that Cat 6. That would be the only other thing, or else it's something on your end. They did have a lot of trouble. They were here for about 4 hours with two bucket trucks going up and down a road. They guess they missed some splices or something. They couldn't get a light signal. So I really don't know. But at some point, I think a tech's going to have to come back out. It keeps dropping it. I actually sent a salesman that was here a couple screenshots, how it just comes up on your phone that you're Wi-Fi network is not connected to the internet, and then it'll come back, and then it drops it completely, then it comes back. So,
yes, sir, I understand. I do apologize. And what is the name associated with your account?
My wife's name, Marissa, M-A-R-I-S-S-A, Dragula, D-R-A-G-U-L-A.
Okay, thank you. And let's see here.
I'm actually at the neighbor's house because I was doing some work on their internet since ours doesn't work. So I'm going to walk back home, though. Chris, I'm going to walk home. In case you want me to do something over there. So while we were looking it up, I'll just talk. I had an older, before we put the mesh network in, a TP-Link gigabyte router, just like a single standalone, not a mesh system. I hooked that back up as well, and it's still no better. And that's then, secondly, then I just disconnected everything, connected the Ethernet rate to it, the Cat 6, to a computer and did a speed test, and it's still no better. So I don't think it's anything to do with the wireless routers. The only thing I don't have is I don't have another longer Cat 6 cable to verify that maybe that's a bad Cat 6 cable, but I mean, it was brand new.
Oh, I understand. And can you confirm your address?
391 Malden Turnpike, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Okay. Thank you. And let's see here. And what is your name?
My name is Jeremy.
Jeremy Dragula?
Yep, same last name.
Okay, thank you. And let's see here. And what is your best primary contact phone number?
Well, this is my wife's phone number, so the one you called me back on, that's fine. We don't have a home line.
That's okay. Let's see here. So that would be 845-389-2780?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. And let's see here.
I'm on the phone with the internet company, so I might interrupt you.
He said it was about 100 megabytes per second down and 10 up.
No, it wasn't even achieving 10. I get a photo of it. I took a screenshot. I mean, I've done it several different times. To
so what do you say, like
up.
6, 7, 8 up?
Yeah, 6, 7, or 8, yeah.
About, so
8.4 was the highest I ever saw going upload, and the most I saw coming download was 139.2.
Okay.
That's the high. It's much slower than what we had. We had Spectrum before, and it's much, much slower.
Oh, yeah. When we our techs get this issue resolved, it'll be much better. Let's see here.
And it appears to be dropping it, because like I'll be in the middle of something on my phone and say the Wi-Fi network Dragoola does not appear to be connected to the internet. Do you want to temporarily use cellular data? It just pops up, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, boom, you're back on Wi-Fi again. So I have to disconnect or else I just lose my internet connection. You know, go to cellular data. So I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I understand. Let's see here. And let's take a look at the calendar. Let's see here. Oh, and I'm also supposed to let you know, even though it's not likely to be something that you'd have to worry about, let's see, where is it? Okay, please be advised that text dispatch for a trouble ticket may incur a fee of $49.99 and a truck fee of $49.99 and or a labor fee of $130 an hour with a minimum of $65 a half hour. This fee will not apply if the issue is the responsibility of Archtop.
Okay, well, I'm not agreeing to that at all because I already put a call into my sales rep since this has not even been hooked up for 24 hours and it did not work from the moment they left the door. So I was actually disappointed that I let them leave, but what am I supposed to do? Say, buddy, you can't leave yet. This thing's running slower than molasses. So,
well,
no,
well,
I mean
technically,
case, we can go back to Spectrum.
No. You see, anytime that I let someone know about the truck roll fee, it causes them to have a bad taste in their mouth, which is understandable because they feel like, no, you're not charging me for this. This isn't my problem. This isn't, you know, something I'm responsible for. And that's why I said before I said it, this is likely something that you're not going to have to worry about. And then I told you what the truck roll fee is with the minimum labor fee. And then at the very end of that sentence, I said, this fee will not apply if the issue is the responsibility of Archtop. So
okay.
What you're with your issue there, that's the responsibility of Archtop. There's something going on there where maybe the light isn't traveling through the fiber optic cables. It's not getting a good signal properly. And then I'm not sure about what, or, and then it might even be due to the light issues of why your connection keeps dropping, because the light's not being able to have a consistent path through the cable, or for whatever reason, it's dropping out the signal. But the speed slowness would be due to the light not, you know, passing through that fiber optic cable properly. So, like I said, you're not going to have to worry about paying anything for Artex to help you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just wanted to clarify that. I don't want you to have any fears or concerns, and I certainly don't want you to feel like, you know, like anybody's trying to gouge you for additional money that would cause you to want to go back to Spectrum.
No, we switched from Spectrum. I told Matt, the sales guy that came here, you know, to the house twice when she was good. I said, listen, we don't have any issues with Spectrum. It's fine, except for that your price is just more competitive. It's quite frankly, you know what I mean? Your price
right.
is much more competitive. But I also need it to work.
Right. So. Yes, absolutely. Understood. Yeah. So the truck roll fee with the labor fee, that would be something that would apply if, say, for example, if your fiber optic cables were buried and maybe you didn't know where the techs buried the cable, but you wanted to go outside and you're going to dig
I'm not
hole.
Concerned about it.
Okay.
You can see on it. They literally got this hooked up at 5 p.m. yesterday. Left at 5 p.m. and the problem wasn't working when they left. So,
okay.
I mean, it was working, but it was working slower than molasses. So
understood.
They said, give it a little bit of time, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, so I was like, all right, fine. Maybe they got to reboot something on their end. What the hell do I know? You know what I mean? It's going to get faster, but it just didn't get faster. And then it started dropping. So
understood.
Yeah, I'm not too worried
so
about that.
What's a good time frame for you for us to have a tech out tomorrow?
Oh, there is no good time tomorrow, but I would like to get it resolved on the other hand too. I took a half a day. I could do something after 10 a.m. tomorrow, I guess. I could swing home from work quick if someone gives me some sort of window.
Well, what time after 10 a.m.? Because our techs are available. One of them's available all the way up until 6 p.m. The others are available up until 5 p.m.
Well, then let's do like, can we do it 10:30 a.m. or something like that?
I can schedule it. How about, I see you. I can start it at 10:30 a.m. Yeah. So I began your time frame at 10:30 a.m. So the text will arrive as close to 10:30 a.m. as possible. And of course they would provide a call ahead.
Can I give you a different phone number for the call ahead? Because it'll be me, not my wife.
Okay. And what phone number would you like the tech to call ahead to?
845-389-2783.
Okay, 845-389-2783. Okay, I'm gonna put. Let's see. All right, excellent. Okay, let's see here. Everything looks good here.
I'm sure you don't have, you're not promising anything. I get that. Are they normally within like a 2 hour window, or is it like, oh, he's going to be there between 10:30 and 4:30?
I would give it a 2 hour window, just to be on the safe side, because you never know how long calls ahead of you could take. But the guy
I
that's
completely
coming,
understand that.
Yeah, the guy that's going to go out to your residence, he has an installation with the time frame beginning at 8 a.m. So hopefully it won't take too long for him to get that installation completed. I mean, he's got 2 hours, you know, to do the install and then to drive out to your house to get there by two and a half hours. You know, so
some installs can go smooth and some can. They were here for two guys for 4 hours, but they weren't here. They had to go down the street. So they were here with a bucket truck for literally four and a half hours, but they kept going down the street. They couldn't get a signal. They said there was no light coming in, and they went back out to the pole. Then they went like literally down the street. So, and it was about an hour, then they came back. Whatever, I'm frustrated because it was dropped and they just didn't say anything to us, I guess. It would have been fine if they were like, hey, this isn't working, we got to come back Monday. But don't just leave it hooked up and half-ass, like, if it's not working.
Oh, I understand. Yes, sir. Well, I've got yet a service call scheduled for you, and I did request that the tech provide a call ahead, and that would be something that the techs would do. You know, anyway, they would provide a call ahead because they would definitely want to make sure that someone's at that address that they're going to be heading out to.
I will be here by 10 a.m. just in case he's early. And if they call me early, I'll even come early because inflation goes quick. So.
All right. Sounds
Alrighty.
Good. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at
Archtop
Fiber? No, the
only other thing I'm going to – I mean, you can't see this. Can you? I know with Time Warner they could ping it. Can you ping in here to see that you're getting in?
Let me check something really quickly.
Because right now I just checked. The internet's working. So I walked home now. So my daughter's actually on it with her Chromebook. And have you been on the Chromebook since you came home? It's worked fine. I'm going to do a speed test now. But like I said, it's intermittent. But, I mean, we're supposed to be, we were told 2G. I don't care if it's anywhere close to 2G, but it's got to be more than 109 on the download. Our Arlo camera system is like communicating with the Mars rover. So right now I'm getting 120 on the upload. No, sorry, download is 120.
Okay. Yeah, that definitely should be much higher.
And the upload, I'm running 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, that
five.
It's supposed to be, you know, pretty much so parallel. Whatever you're getting up, you should be getting down, and whatever you're getting down, you should be getting up.
Yeah. Anyhow, so all right, I look for okay. So
you're not yet
tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you're not yet in the system where I would have the ability to see your network or look up your network, unfortunately. But I'm sure that you'll be added to that system very soon. But
okay.
Currently, I don't have the ability to look into your system and, you know, to see if I can, you know, see what devices are on your network. Even possibly run a speed test from here. There's just various different things that we can do with the tools that we have available to us, but you haven't been integrated into that system just yet.
Okay. Well, like I said, it hasn't even been 24 hours, so maybe that's paperwork that has to follow up. So.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Also, because the install was done on the weekend, it's probably also something that would require someone from the office who will be in the office on Monday having to go into certain systems to add you to that system. You know, your network information would have to be added to that system, and your account information would have to be added to that system. So that's likely another reason why I can't see you in that system as of yet.
Okay. I have one dumb question. You may or may not know the answer. This may be a technical question. So the Cat 6 wire that goes from your new device, I'm going to call it to the router, from the new device, whatever that comes in, you know, the fiber, and then goes to the router. Do you ever see those go bad? Like, this was brand new out of a bag. But
no,
that's the only thing that I can think of, or else it's something with the fiber. Like, would that cause this problem or no?
Well, I can't imagine that there would. I cannot see that as being a problem. I mean, I wouldn't rule out the possibility that there could be the possibility of a faulty cable at, you know, from the manufacturer, but the odds and chances of that from people who manufacture Ethernet cables, I mean, I've never encountered that ever. I've never seen that, never encountered it, and absolutely I've never heard of it. And I've been big into tech, you know, my whole life. So I don't think the cables are the issue. I think the fiber optic cable that's running to the ONT, I think that is what is actually the issue. Because like you said, the guys were kept having to go, you know, down the street and come back because they kept saying, you know, well, they can't get the light signal in the cable.
They brought this device in that was putting a light down it, and they kept saying they couldn't get it, they couldn't see it, and they kept going from pole to pole to pole trying to figure out how far it was going. And they were trying to measure how many meters or miles until the light stopped. They were having a hell of a time. So
yeah, I can imagine. I would imagine that their job's not an easy job. But yeah, I imagine what your problem is something to do with the light traveling through the fiber optic cable. But I mean, it's just the light, you're not getting as much light as you're supposed to. That's limiting your speeds. That's limiting the amount of photons.
You there? I think I lost you. Hello? Hello? I think I lost you.
Yeah, nope. Can you hear me?
I got you that back.
Yeah, I lost my signal there for a second. I may lose it again. The only thing that maybe if your connection dropping out is the light, you know, flickering. That's the only thing I can think outside of that. But our techs should be able to get this issue resolved for you. And thankfully, we're able to schedule a service call, you know, either the same day or the next business day. Had you called us earlier today, we may have been able to get techs out to you today, but it's so late in the day now that there was no free open.
That's totally fine. I'm not. Tomorrow sounds great. So
yeah, and at least you guys have internet.
Yeah, it's hit or miss, and even before when we didn't, I just put the hotspot on the phone. So it's all right. I just want to get it resolved. Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling back.
You're very welcome, sir, and thank you for being a customer of Archtop Fiber. We look forward to serving you in the future for a continued basis. And I'd like to thank you for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.